supplying the wood like Elijah. Indica smoking no indica, might fuck around and compartmentalize. They say life is a b- and if that is the case, then I'm finna surprise. And no, I am not an advisor, but I do advise you to pay attention. Never need to mention I'm that motherfucker buzzing heads. Finna push it to the ledge. Yeah, I've been smoking my meds. Ain't got no love for the feds. Can that fan go to your head? With me, watch where you tread. I'm finna kill it instead. I'm finna. I will. I can never done it, and I wanna run it, and I wanna keep it going and going like infinity. Be the only entity to ever rip it apart from the start like this, from the heart like this, finna murder it a million miles a minute, no nitrous, do it righteous. I've been down this road before. Everybody think that they do, but they don't. Swear to God that they would, but they won't. Spitting riddles in the middle of a pastime. Me and my mom feeling the vibe like yeah, finna get it like yeah. I done made $20 million. Preach. I don't flex to be acknowledged. Preach. At this point, it's common knowledge. Preach. All you haters been abolished. Preach. You in the club throwing dollars, but I'm saving mine so my kids go to college. Preach. Or maybe whatever they wanna do. Preach. Just as long as they never say. Preach. Daddy blew $20 million. Ay. He had to flex to be acknowledged. Ay. He in the club throwing dollars, and I cannot afford to send me to college. Ay. Daddy just wanna be loved, just like everybody wanna be accepted. Ay. But somehow he had neglected me and my mama for all of this rap. Ay. No, I can with that. Ay. No, I can up with that. Who you know dropped the album back to back again. I'm back again and snap again. And yeah, that ain't no other way to write it. Yeah, it's happening because I've been living in a world of my own. Leave me alone. I'm in the zone where I've been prone to destroy. You cannot avoid this. Whack motherfuckers have annoyed this. Yes, you know I enjoy this. Preach, motherfucker, preach. Yeah, I'm trying to reach everybody in the streets. But in words to the beats, each one teach one. Yeah, I'm trying to reach one. Who the beast one? Every me on the top of the east one. Tell me how you really want to do it right now. Trying to murder this. Shout out everybody. No f***ing around and heard of this. Heard of us. We ain't going nowhere. It's a heard of us. Hola. Levitated like I'm David Blaine. Living a dream like I'm David Ames. Talk all you want, we are not the same. Step in a spot that ain't know the name. So more albums my first week than Harry Styles and Katy Perry. That ain't a sign of the times. Then I don't know what is, man. This is scary. Cause bitch, I've been blowing up like C4. When I'm 3 for 3 like a free throw. Anybody hating on the boy, take a step back and then deep throw. Now my phone blowing up like ring. Like ring, 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 ring. That Kevin Durant, I'm a champion. Check the numbers, I'm a champion. Can't sleep on the boy anymore. But the haters that love to hate gon' pop an Ambien. Star Lord, champion. Know the name and they know the alias, that's for sure. Gave me 44, now here's 44 more.
What's going on, guys? Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe here on 101.5 UMFM. As always, I am Joe. That was Logic, 44 more. He just dropped a new track, obviously, and it seems like there might be an album coming soon. I think I read before that after Everybody, Logic was planning to do one more album before calling it quits, kind of like what Gambino said. And when it comes to tracks like 44 more, you know, like a trap beat, hard bass and snares, you know, typically that's usually the single that comes before any sort of major release. So obviously, you know, 44 more, he busts out the classic Logic flow that, you know, if you've listened to Logic before, you know that's what he's capable of, and it's always exciting to hear when he gets the right beat to rap over. So you know, he did that with Flexicution, he did that with Way Back, I think, and so, you know, it'll be exciting to see what he does in the upcoming weeks. I'm not sure if he announced anything like an album release. I'm gonna check his Twitter right now, but like I said, that's usually what he does when he's planning to release something. So yeah, no, he's got nothing on his Twitter on thing, but it'll be exciting to see. You know, obviously Logic is one of those guys that, you know, he had a strong year, I think, last year with the release of Everybody. You know, he had that one song with Khalid and Alicia Cara, and you know, just from there he was Grammy nominated, did all these things, and so it'll be exciting to see. You know, I am a fan of Logic. I think he doesn't get as much respect as he should be getting, but I'd say he's still up there in the hip hop community as one of the best of our generation. So yeah, it's pretty fun to see. I don't know what to say about that. but besides that, how are you guys doing? So as you guys know, we got a lot to talk about today. Obviously, today, as I'm recording this, it is February 26th, and it is the day before the trade deadline. So, you know, I've got all these trades to talk about in the NHL happening right now. Obviously, the Jets getting Paul Stastny from the St. Louis Blues, and that's obviously a very big help to have a centerman who will probably be going on to the third line and helping hold down, that scoring line that the Jets have down there. So very exciting to see. You know, before the trade deadline, it was, in my opinion, I thought, you know, the Jets didn't really need to make any moves. But for getting Stastny and only giving up, I believe it was a prospect, a 2018 first rounder and a conditional 2020 fourth rounder, which I think only will happen if the Jets or if the Blues do not sign the prospect, Eric Foley, I think his name was. So yeah, very exciting to see that. Obviously, you know, with the first year that the Jets made the playoffs when they were back as a team here, so much excitement around the city. You know, there was the Winnipeg whiteout in the MTS Center again, and you know, the atmosphere of the two home games that we were here, despite the Jets getting swept, you know, it was still, you could feel like a sort of, you know, community happening around Winnipeg, with just rallying around the team, wanting to see a win. Obviously, that was a Ducks team that they faced that was very strong. And this team this year, just completely different, right? Like, you know, you don't have a goalie like Pavlik who can be spotty in net. You have someone like Hellebuck who is having an amazing season. You have the rookies and the young guys coming up, you know, that are just making big contributions. Kyle Connor, Patrick Laine, Nikolaj Ehlers, you know, all those guys just making huge contributions. So, you know, there's you can already feel in the city the kind of the build up to the hype that's happening. You know that this is something that a lot of fans have been wanting to get back into. You know, you got that taste of the playoffs the first round and it wasn't enough, right? You got swept. And so I'm excited, man. The tickets, you know, tickets are going to be expensive to go see a game, but if I am able to see a game, you know, that's going to be like a once-in-a-lifetime experience, right? It's especially when it comes to a hockey city like Winnipeg. So I can't wait. I'm honestly really excited to see what happens. But yesterday, the obviously I have to talk about this. As you guys, as some of you listeners, all three of you, might have known, is that I help do broadcasts for Canada West TV for the Bisons hockey, so both men's hockey and women's hockey. Obviously, the men's team getting swept in two games, unfortunately, to Mount Royal, the same team that they lost, in fact, last year to, and kind of disappointing, obviously, for the Bisons men's team. You know, they were ranked, I think, third in the Canada West Conference, and you know, there were some expectations there, right? Because they, watching them play when I got to see them, they looked like a really strong team. I mean, they had a really strong goaltender in Spriggs, just a great, you know, a couple great scoring lines, a nice defense that, you know, didn't jump into play so much. Like, they knew their roles. And unfortunately, just Mount Royal, you saw Mount Royal play, and it was just completely different. And you know, whether that's the playoffs, maybe that's a factor. You know, it's a whole different game. But obviously, really disappointing if you're, you know, you're watching the men's team. You know, you thought they could have made at least to the finals, right? So unfortunately, not so great for the men's team. But the women's team last night winning in quadruple overtime to take the game 1-0, and it's a crazy game. So, you know, it's a Sunday, and so the day before, actually, the women's team won in overtime, in the first overtime, to take the game 2-1 and to notch the series at 1-1. So best of three series, obviously they force a game three, and you come into the arena and it's like, you know, right? Like, you know that both teams are going to let it all out there on the ice, right? Like, it's just, this game is make or break. Either you stamp your ticket to the finals and you stamp your ticket to the national championship tournament, or you're just, your season's done, right? And so you watch the game, and the two goaltenders, Tarasyuk and Chamberlain for the Pandas, Tarasyuk for the Bisons, just two amazing goaltenders, really. And, you know, watching, because I wasn't able to make it to game one, but game two, you know, just watching them both play, you knew, like, it was going to come down to both of them, right? And when it came to game three, that was right from the start. Like, you just saw so many chances in regulation. it was incredible. And they're just making save after save after save after save. Like, it was insane. And, you know, once we got into overtime, I do color, my play-by-play partner, I was talking to him, and I was like, it's going to go down to a goalie battle, and it's going to go down to a mistake, because everybody in that game was just completely locked in. Like, it was a nice mix from both teams of, like, conservative play, but also taking chances of being a bit more aggressive. And, you know, we saw a couple odd man rushes. We saw a couple breakaways. There was one breakaway, I think it was in the third overtime, from the Pandas. Her name was Boucher, last name Boucher, and she got a breakaway in, and she had Tereschuk beat, but somehow didn't put the puck in and went wide. And you could just, like, as she was breaking in on net, you could just feel the arena just getting really, really tense, right? Like, there were so many moments in the arena where it was just like everyone, there were moments where everyone got quiet, right? Because you could see a play developing and you're like, oh no, what's going to happen here, right? Like, you're just bracing for it. You could hear like a pin drop at that point. And then, you know, let's say a play is developing to take a shot on net and it misses, and it's like, oh, and you just hear the sigh of relief. There was another goal. There was another chance by the Pandas, and I forget who it was. I think it might have been Poznikov or someone else, and she wristed it and it went off the crossbar and out. Like, again, top corner beat, and it just didn't work out. And I was just, it was incredible. And so, you know, you had all this going on in the game. You know, you had so many missed chances. You had so many just amazing plays being made. And it was just like the buildup to the goal that ended it all was just incredible. Like, it was, you could feel the weight of the buildup. Just, it was like a volcano, right? Just waiting to explode. And so when we got to the fourth overtime already, you know, everyone in the room, like, we could feel it, right? Like, okay, these ladies are tired. They're going to try and, you know, try and make that one last play to just make that push towards the goal, right? And, you know, in the game, the reffing calls were kind of unfavorable towards the Bisons, but on the, like, it didn't even matter, right? And it's just, Venla Hovi too, right? She came back from the Olympics, bronze medalist, and you see her play on the ice, and you just, like, you already can observe, like, just the offensive impact she had on the entire, on her line and on her team. Like, she was forechecking hard, she was making plays, it was crazy to watch her. Like, I get the feeling that she was just carrying just all that momentum from the Olympics and that experience and bring it to the game. And she was the one who assisted on that Zacharias goal that ended the game in fourth overtime. But for that goal, you know, it was a nice tap, and Zacharias had her stick on the ice and just, you know, tapped it in for the goal. And that play was set up pretty much by Hovi. Like, she circled the point, came back, saw that she was, you know, that the Pandas were puck watching and following her, and Zacharias wide open passes it to her through the, and scores the goal. It was one of those games, you know, like, it was incredible. And my play-by-play partner, he had a great call. It was amazing. He lost his mind. I mean, I think he encapsulated perfectly just the build up to that goal, because him and I, you know, we both said it on the air and off the air too, you know, we're just waiting, because up until that point, there was no score. There was still a first goal to be scored, and it was just a testament to the play of the goalies, the defensive play. I can't even count how many block shots the Pandas might have had. I think they had 10 in the first period, and, you know, even the Bisons were leaving their body out on the line there. And it was such a great game. You know, either team deserved to win it, to be honest, in my opinion. And, you know, yeah, I am cheering for the Bisons, but, you know, it's so unfortunate that there had only had to be one. But, you know, I'm just glad it didn't go to a shootout. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that game had gone to a shootout, I thought that it was going to go to a shootout, because I thought that's what the rules were. But no, yeah, I think women's hockey, they follow Manitoba Major Junior Hockey rules. And so continuous OT for playoffs. And yeah, it was crazy. We pretty much watched two games in there. I was relieved because I was finally able to go home and I was finally able to pick up some food because I was starting to get hungry up in the booth. But yeah, no, just an amazing game. Hats off to the Alberta Golden Bear, Alberta Pandas, sorry, and the Manitoba Bisons. It was such a fun game to watch, and easily, I think, one of the best hockey games I've seen in my life since I've started watching hockey. Like the game had everything. It really did have everything, and it was a lot of fun to watch. And I'm really glad that I've had the opportunity to broadcast, to, you know, commentate these games, to watch them, because, you know, before I wasn't really into Bison sports, to be honest with you. You know, like I didn't really see a reason to go. It was just like, oh, well, it's not like the NCAA, right? Like that was my presupposition. But no, you watch these ladies play. I think especially too, I think the women's hockey in youth sports and in Canada West is a lot of fun to watch. Like it's just, it's tight games. It's close battles. It's just a display. Oh, it's incredible. Like if anyone is listening to this right now in Winnipeg, like you got to catch a women's hockey game by the Bisons. It's so much fun to watch. But yeah, anyways, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we get back, obviously, we're going to talk about some NHL trade deadline stuff. I think there should have been more trades in the 13 minutes that I was talking. So, you know, it is what it is. So I'm going to play a song. It's off of Cause's new album, Affected. Cause, he is a member of Dreamville. He was signed by J. Cole, I think, a couple years ago. Sorry, excuse me. Ooh. And I think he has a sense, you know, J. Cole sees a lot of potential in Cause, and I think Cause has a really good chance to really blow up like how J. Cole did. So this is Zendaya by Cause featuring J. Cole, and we'll be back after this.
Yeah. Check. How else I make it this far? How else I make it this far? How else I make it this far? Listen, music my flesh and blood. It's been my only love since yay high. I used to play jay high and yay high, thinking one day I would go from fan to f***ing player. I guess I found a way, huh? My new cars want Zendaya. A side note, I'm rooting for you. I use these bars and start recruiting for you. But treat her right and just remember, on your lonely nights, this mic will be your friend. You tell it all your secrets that you keeping deep within. Your fantasies, regrets, your happy moments and your sins. And if he doesn't comprehend, at least he can pretend. Let's begin to be the men we never seen. In the 80s they smoke crack, but now today they sippin' lean and poppin' Zannies. Was running from they families. The streets don't give a f*** about the Grammys. Wish I could talk to Granny. Wish I could smoke in peace. But when I hit the blunt lately, my mind it tortures me. Everything ain't supposed to be, apparently. I take it as a sign and stick the shit that's staring me in the direction of some clarity. This music is my therapy. I thank the Lord cause he cared for me. How else I make it this far? 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 You know I gotta thank God. How else I make it this far? Yo, look. Music is my soul and fuel. I guess it only saves a chosen few. From going to school or selling dope crazy. Back in school, I was bumping Cole daily. Now I'm writing rhymes in the notebook that Cole gave me. And bro, you so crazy, but all I can do is thank you. You threw your boy alive and I ain't even say two, but get all that shit he say true. Cause you a dime, I'm sure you hear that every day, cool. So look, being fine, cause I know you got a brain too. But let me not get my plate full. You know your brain moves a little different when you have innate food. So I'ma leave it up to fate to make these decisions and stick to my intentions. I did it for more of the passion, not the great checks. Knowing that it's more than fat errors and great sex. Trying to be the man I ain't yet, but demons stuck on me like ashes on gray sweats. Cause man, I ain't made sh- and I'm lacking the patience. It's a battle to take in the fact that I ain't win yet. What am I saying? I can't complain when I travel and take trips. I look to God and I thank him. How else I make it this far?
How else I make it this far? How else I make it this far? How else I make it this far? Yeah. How else I make it this far? How else I make it this far? You know I gotta thank God. How else I make it this far? Far. Look. I ain't got money to blow, but I'm getting there, dawg. Can't get mama a home, but I'm getting there, y'all. Won't reach the end of the road, just sitting there, dawg. How you gon' learn to grow if you ain't listening, y'all? Look, I'm still a student of the game, but I've been through some things, and I can school you at this age. Don't be clueless in the brain. You gotta learn to fly before you cruising with the planes. And you can be a boss, just gotta do it in your lane. Choose it and choose to pray instead of choosing pray to using abuse for pay. You doing it for the love, or you doing it to get praised? What would you do for fame? If it was family or money, they probably lose you today. Probably go buy a car and try and cope with the pain. Sometimes homies and hopes, yeah, it's truly the same. Try and screw you for change, yeah, it's truly a shame. But somehow I seem to see the beauty in the rain. I made it this far.
Here Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe on 101.5 UMFM. That was Zendaya by Cause featuring J. Cole, and that was off of his recently released album Affected. Highly recommend you listen to it. He is a member of the Dreamville label that was created by J. Cole, and I think J. Cole really, he found a nice group of talent to surround himself with in that group. You know, you've got Cause, you've got Boz. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, you know, there is Cause and Boz. And there's JID, and I'm sure I'm missing a few, but those are the three that I can name off the top of my head. So Affected is his sophomore album, but if you're a hip-hop fan, like I say with every album, I highly recommend you listen to Affected. I think it might fly under the radar this year, but it is worth a listen. He does have a feature with J. Cole. He also has a feature with Kendrick that I plan on playing on later as well. So all around, just it's a complete album, I think. It's a nice sophomore release by an artist who is trying to make it on the come up. So, you know, a lot of fun. Anyways, NHL trade deadline. And, you know, obviously I talked about the Stastny trade earlier, but I just want to talk about the Canucks. And the Canucks, if you know me in person, if you know me personally or somewhat, you may have heard that I am a Canucks fan, unfortunately. And I say unfortunately because if you're not a Canucks fan or if you don't follow hockey, I will give you a brief explanation of why it is such a chore, a predicament, a problem, a obstacle, it just sucks to be a Canucks fan right now, because of this front office that is led by former scout, former assistant GM of Arizona, Jim Benning. And Jim Benning has made a few moves that, you know, some Canucks fans, the real ones, I would say, including myself, realize are just really, 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 really bad moves. And, like, it's just, I laugh every time I start talking about it because it's just, it's so bad. And this team, after the 2011 Stanley Cup Finals, you know, you knew that, okay, maybe you got one more year to get in the playoffs. But besides that, rebuild. Right, you gotta start rebuilding. Like, you need to start rebuilding. And sure, you know, Mike Gillis, maybe he handed out some bad contracts, but I think he still knew the. I think he still had the feeling of importance that the team needed to have to rebuild. But the Aquilinis, who own the Canucks, decided to clean house in the front office, and they completely hired a new system. So they got Trevor Linden as president, they got Jim Benning as GM, and they, for a brief moment, they hired Willie Desjardins as head coach. He's gone. Some new guy named Travis Green. I didn't even know they had a new head coach recently. That's how bad I've been with following this team. Like, I just don't care anymore, right? Because it's so bad, right? Yeah, essentially, the idea, you know, at first I was like, oh, Jim Benning, he seems like he's got a good idea of what's going on. Well, let's see what he does. It took like a year and a half or two to just really just throw that notion out the window because they suck now. And it's mind-boggling. At first I was mad, and now I'm just impressed at how bad he can really mess up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, he's like, you see all these quotes. I don't even want to bring them up, but you can find them, and they're hilarious quotes. But there's just all of these interviews with him and press conferences, and you just get the idea of how really incompetent this guy is as a GM. And sure, you know what? Maybe you'll say, hey, Joe, well, maybe, you know, you're not an NHL GM. You're right. I'm not an NHL GM, but I'm still allowed to criticize as well as everybody else is, as you do with your team. And I think, objectively speaking, Jim Benning sucks. And it's just, there's multiple reasons. One reason is, he prioritizes signing just like hard hitting, like gritty players, you know, in a league that is slowly transitioning towards wanting more speed and skill and scoring finesse, right? Four scoring lines, right? Not having some fourth line grinder or some stay at home defenseman who can really dig in the corners, you know what I'm saying? And it's just what was it? 2016. He traded Jared McCann, a very promising forward who looked like he was very comfortable in Vancouver, a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick for Eric Goodbranson, and I believe a sixth-round pick. Jared McCann, I'm going to look this up real quick. We have lots of time. I think he's still on Florida. I don't know if he was like ever sent down or like that, but let me just look it up real quick. Come on. It's not going to work. But Jared McCann, he looked like he was a promising piece to this rebuilding core that the Canucks so badly needed because their window of opportunity for a Stanley Cup run closed, right? It was over. Like, after 2011, you just had to say, okay, you know what? Maybe. Oh, yeah, Jared McCann. Here he is, number 90. 16 points in 46 games. Okay, that's okay then. You know what? I mean, what does Eric Goodbranson have? Let's look up what Eric Goodbranson has done so far for the Vancouver Canucks, who are 24-31-7 with 55 points and pretty much in the basement of their conference and the league, essentially. Let's see. Eric Goodbranson. Number 44. He has 4 points in 44 games. He is a minus 5. Cool. So anyways, they decided to re-sign Goodbranson to 3 years for some reason, because I guess you want a veteran presence, even though he's only 25. It's hilarious. This team is so bad. You have Besser and Horvat on your forward lines, and then you have Pedersen coming up soon from the European League. And you know what? I would not be surprised if they are gone or if they want to ask for a trade in the next couple of years because of how incompetent this front office for the Canucks is. So today, there was one trade by the Canucks at first, early in the day. And they traded, I believe, a prospect for Brendan Leipzig. So Leipzig, obviously, he is... he was a forward on Vegas, a gritty forward. Obviously, Benning wants one of those, but he was like he has some comparisons to Brad Marchand in terms of being a pest, but also being able to score. Which, you know what, it's fun to watch, right? If you're a Canucks fan, you don't have a lot to cheer for this year, so it'd be fun to watch some like guy who's just like a jerk to everyone, right, on the ice, right? So that's always fun. And I was like, okay, Jim Benning, you didn't manage to screw up this year on the trade deadline, and let me just pull up this trade. Vancouver traded Thomas Vanek for Tyler Mott and Jussi Jokinen. Tyler Mott has 12 points in 64 AHL games. AHL games, by the way, not NHL. Jussi Jokinen is... no. Like, this team is so bad. It's hilariously bad. And I can't get over how this guy still has a job. And I'm going to look up the draft picks that the Canucks have this year? NHL draft picks 2018. Let's look this up. Because if you're rebuilding, you want to stockpile as many draft picks as you have, right? Because as the Benning fans like to argue against people who are criticizing Benning, oh, well, draft picks are a crapshoot. Why should you hoard draft picks if draft picks are a crapshoot? And why wouldn't you just get an established player ready? And you know what? Draft picks are a crapshoot. That's why you do load up on them. And that's why you don't sign people who are useless to your team. And you try and trade them for draft picks. Because you know what? The window of opportunity for a Stanley Cup has closed for the Canucks. All right, 2018. Let's see. The Canucks have one in the first round. And they have one in the second round. And one in the third round. Okay. Okay. Promising. Promising. And that one's gone in the fourth round. They traded that one in the Vegas. the one in the fifth round. Oh, that's always exciting. Anyways, if you look it up, Benning has traded more draft picks than he's stockpiled. And it's kind of sad because the Rangers this year, you know, they were a playoff team last year, not doing so hot this year. What does their GM do? He trades some players for draft picks. He managed to get three draft picks and two prospects and still managed to only retain 50% of a salary. For like three players. And it's just like, you see those deals and you're like, wow, that's what a GM does. That's crazy, right? Like, you're just like, you're just in awe at seeing what other GMs are capable of doing and what kind of deals they're swinging. I look at the Jets, the hometown team, and I'm like, wow, Chevy is a genius. Kevin Cheveldayoff, can you please just like go to the Canucks for like a week and just be like, hey Jim, here's how you do things. It would honestly, I'll pitch in. I'll start a Kickstarter for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get anything done to just, you know, turn the ship not so much into the rock. And, like, you know, just scrape the rock. Don't really crash into it. Just kind of scrape it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, you know, a little bit of damage, but not complete damage. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, rant over. Jim Benning sucks. Canucks suck. I'm a Canucks fan, but at this point, I wouldn't say fan. I would say an observer. Because it's hilarious. anyways, I'm going to take another quick break. I got to take a deep breath. I got to chill out for a bit. This is another song by Cause off of his latest release, Affected. It's called Hustler Story, and it is featuring Kendrick Lamar. And we'll be back after this.
Yo. Shout out my hustlers. I mean, everybody hustling. Ain't got to be no more. The trapping is hustling. Feel me? Look, I said, wake up, open up shop, get your hustle on. Selling pills straight out her crib and breaking to another home. Trying to get in and out, get his double-double on. This ain't my story that I'm singing it, but this is another song. This probably your uncle's song, probably your big brother's song, your father or your mother's song. I understand your circumstance, so in your head, there's nothing wrong. How could you blame how we behave? We ain't paid and ain't getting loans. You don't know what's going on. If you ain't lived through the scene of shit, then I can't describe. Taking chances so they survive. This don't happen just to take a life. And in the end, it was all for bread. They use the heat just to make it rise. Not sure how to raise a daughter, but they know how to raise the price. What you gonna do? Telling me what you going through. I could probably relate. I could probably be late and still be on time for you. I could probably spit mine for you. If you don't wanna tell your story, it's the same as yours. I hustle early in the morning. Wake up, open up shop, get your hustle on. Selling pills straight out her crib and breaking to another home. I understand your circumstance, up in their heads, there's nothing wrong. But they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on.
Wake up. And it's hungry. If I can't lay up in the streets, I feel lonely. If I gotta break up with the streets, I feel lonely.
Look, yeah, you got your car. Yeah, you got your gold. Your money don't fold, but your mama's still at home. Fam don't want your dirty money. You look clean, but your mother said your girl felt neglected. Now your daughter got another dad. Local block hustler, my father was a customer. Moms used to watch him buy his weed and she would cuss at him.
Only for the weed, he felt free from that shuttle bus. Well, back then it was prime time, and now I'm on my prime time. But hustler turned pimp, though. He was getting pimp, though. Not only selling his dope, but now he's selling nymphos. Not too cautious about how he sells. Made his way to county jails. Now he lonely in them cells. How he failed, it was probably hell. He got out, but on that same shit. I guess when you're loyal to yourself, then you can't switch. But how can you blame kid? Don't know what he was going through. His hustle is his bread and butter. He don't want no other food. But I wake up, open up shop, get my hustle on. Wake up early in the morning, make a couple records. Getting reckless on these records. To these disrespect it, go and get it. Make a difference. Wake up with a new perspective.
Wake up. I know home, trapped in the belly of a beast and it's hungry. If I can't lay up in the streets, I feel lonely. If I gotta break up with the streets, I feel lonely. Justify the love of mine for life, a crime. My life in times is hard to time. I fall at time like all the time. And then I dream for a ball of time. And then the clock rewind and I wake up. I know homie. I know homie. Wake up. Woo. I know homie. Trapped in the belly of the beast and it's hungry. If I can't lay up in the streets, I feel lonely. If I gotta break up with the streets, I feel lonely. Justify the love of mine for life, a crime. My life in times is hard to time. I fall at time like all the time. And then I dream for a ball of time. And then the clock rewind and I wake up. I know homie. I know homie.
We ain't chose this type of living. It's what we gotta do. Hard and never scare is cribbing. They dropped out of school. Selling drugs or they pin. Being lots of prostitutes. Living in a nightmare. Pinch him is what you gotta do.
Wake up.
And we are back here Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe on 101.5 UMFM. That was Hustler Story featuring Kendrick Lamar, and that was By Cause off of his latest release, Affected. It's a sophomore album. Go check it out if you're a hip-hop fan. It's definitely worth it. He's from the Dreamville team. You know J. Cole's got an influence on him, and so it's super awesome to see. I'm excited to see the growth that he has in his career. I think it's going to be very promising, and I can't wait, man. I'm at this point now as a music listener. You know, when I first started listening to hip-hop, I listened to the old stuff, right? I was like, okay, I was listening to A Tribe Called Quest, Mobb Deep, Pac, Notorious, you know, just all the classics, right? And, you know, as I grew up, you know, I was like, oh, look at it. Here's Drake coming up. Here's Kendrick coming up. Oh, yo, Kanye's established himself. Common established himself. All these guys, right? But the guys that I mainly grew up with, you know, like Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, all those guys, you know, they're slowly becoming the old heads that I used to listen to when I first started listening to hip hop music. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's really cool to see, you know, like, it's just like, and I think that's why there's a lot of criticism against the new rappers coming up. Sure. You know, maybe there's less creativity. Maybe there's more manufactured noise in what they do. But it's still, you can see, I think it allows you, if you're a hip hop listener, to see the generational shift between different sounds, right? Because, you know, now Kendrick is an old head, I would guess now, right? Like, he's slowly getting to that point. I think he's like 30-something now. J. Cole, you know, he's kind of been quiet for a while now. Drake's still doing his thing. He's going to be like, what, I guess like Jay-Z or something like that. I don't know. Not in terms of skill, but in terms of, like, you know, how far in his career he goes. But it's just interesting to see, and I'm really excited to see, you know, obviously there are some questionable rappers coming up that you think, oh, they're just making noise, but there are definitely the other rappers that are coming up, you know, Cause, Jaden Smith, to name a couple, I can't name off the top of my head, Roy Woods is another one, and it's fun to watch. I'm really excited to see, you know, what the new generation of hip-hop has to offer. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. It's going to be interesting to listen to see what they do. And, you know, I still think I want to hear more soul sampled beats. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing too much trap stuff. And, I was listening on the way here. I was listening to Kanye's Graduation. And as you know, with Kanye, with his first three albums, he was heavy into the symphonies and the soul samples. And, you know, I kind of miss that. I want to see more of that again. But anyways, I have class in 2 minutes as I'm recording this, but I'm obviously going to be late. It's okay. It's my conservatism seminar. You guys know how that is. I don't really care about that seminar. I got a paper to do or something like that. I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, why don't we talk about baseball for a bit? I don't know really else. What else is there really to talk about baseball? I know recently the Jays signed that closer from the Cardinals. What's his face? Oh, Blue Jays. No. Yeah. Yeah. Sung Hwan Oh. Seung Hwan Oh. Pending a physical. 35 years old. Posted a 4.10 ERA in 62 games last season. But he was a dominant closer in the Korean leagues. In his 11-year career there. And he was also pretty decent when he came over, I remember, when he first started playing for the Cardinals. He was all right, but I think now at 35, his velocity is just dropping. It's easy to pick him off. But it seems with the way the Jays are going, they're taking gambles on, you know, guys who had bad seasons the previous season and hoping they can make a comeback, right? I mean, they did that last year with J.P. Howell. I don't think that one worked out. They tried seeing if Jason Grilly could go any further, and he didn't work out that well either. Now this year, they picked up Granderson, obviously. He's, like, what, 36? Grichuk, they picked up him. And now they pick up O. So, I mean, I'm not mad. I'm not surprised. You know, you kind of let the window close on you. Well, I wouldn't say maybe it was, but I mean, obviously with the Yankees, they have Judge, now they have Stanton, and then the Boston Red Sox, you know, they signed J.D. Martinez. He had a 4-home-run game last season with the Diamondbacks. So, you know, if you're a Jays fan and you see these moves, like, you kind of just got to take them as, like, a little bit of silver lining, right? It's like, okay, if it works out, it'll be fun to watch. And if it doesn't work out, then it's like, okay, it's whatever then, right? Like, you know, we're not going to make it to the postseason anyways this year. We may as well just try and see what we can do, you know, put scraps together, and, you know, they should make a money ball team. You know what I'm saying? They should trade away Donaldson for some prospects and a player, trade away Stroman, because apparently he didn't like what they said about him in arbitration. And apparently Donaldson's agents and the front office of the Jays are not seeing eye to eye for a new contract. So it looks like Donaldson will be a free agent for 2018. And yeah, no, I think there's some fun things you can do. I think, you know, take some chances, see what Tampa's offering. They're having a fire sale right now. See what Miami's offering. I mean, Jeter just completely tore down that team. Alice Stanton. And Yelich went to the Brewers. I know that much. Who else left? There was a lot of, like, trades and then, like, recent signing. Like, the MLB, like, the hot stove was, like, cold for, like, so long. And then right around spring training, it just heated up. Like, Hosmer went to the Padres for 8 years. Who else got? Oh, there was a bunch of moves. I got to find these moves. And that surprises me. I mean, I don't know. Signing Hosmer for 8 years, it's like, really? You're going to sign him for? I think he has an opt out option at 8, but other than that, it's like, really though? I know Odorizzi went to the Twins. Who else is there? Yeah, this is all. I'm looking at the news for MLB, and it's just showing the Reds took Revere in a minor league deal. Garrett Cole went to the Astros. I think I talked about that before, but, you know, it's a completely different landscape. The AL East, it's going to be the two Giants, the Yankees and Red Sox battling it out with the Jays and the Orioles and the Rays just looking. You know that meme where it's like Squidward's like behind the blinds and it's like Patrick and SpongeBob are outside having fun? So Squidward is essentially, you know, the Jays and the Rays and the Orioles, and SpongeBob and Patrick are the Red Sox and the Yankees. So yeah, it's going to be a rough season for the Jays, and it's going to be a rough couple of years, I think. I mean, it is promising having Vladimir Guerrero and Bo Bichette as two prospects in the system that are in the top 15 of the top 100, so that's always fun. But there's still, you know, Guerrero Jr. is only 18 and Bichette's only 19, so, you know, there's still a couple years of development on them. You can't really rush that. I don't think I'd want to rush that either. I think I'd want to have them down there as long as I can, just because, like, as long as Judge and Stanton are still in New York with New York's prospects that they have coming up still, plus the Red Sox having J.D. Martinez and, like, that really potent starting rotation that they have. if you're the Jays, like, just don't rush it, right? Like, just let it happen naturally. Just let it take over, all right? Just don't, you know, just let it come. Let it come. But besides that, I mean, I don't really know what to say else if you're a Jays fan. Obviously, if you're a bandwagon Jays fan from 2015, you're probably gonna hop off the bandwagon at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw less excitement for the Jays this year. I mean, you still have Donaldson, so he'll bring people to the seats. But once he's gone, right, like, that's over. Like, it's just like the Jays, you know, it's going to be not a lot happening over there, right? So my dad experienced this once. I was in the middle of it when I started watching baseball, and now I get to see it happen for myself. I get to see the start of a beautiful thing of just 20 years of mediocrity. we'll see. I mean, hopefully it's only 5 years, but, you know, I don't know. I can't predict it. Baseball is a weird game, and you know what? If somehow the Jays make the postseason this year, sure, you know, I don't care. Maybe there's a bunch of injuries to the Yankees. Maybe with the new manager, obviously Girardi's gone from the Yankees. I think Aaron Boone is in there now, and the Red Sox have a new manager as well, don't they? Right. So, you know, let's see, boss, Red Sox manager. Who'd they hire? Alex Cora. All right. So, you know, there's always that problem of, you know, the manager meshing with the team and the chemistry there. So, is that a problem? I don't know if that's a problem. I'm just making stuff up on the spot right now. You know what? I got class soon. So, but yeah, I think that does it for me, guys. Obviously, I took a break during reading week, but I'm back. And this was kind of a write-off, I think. But it was still fun to talk to you guys. Obviously, thank you for listening always. It's always a fun time. Hopefully, I didn't bring my notebook this time, and somehow I managed to get through an hour of material, or 45 minutes of material. So, you know, thanks for bearing with me. Thanks for bearing with me through my Jim Benning rant. Olympics are over. I didn't get to talk about the Olympics, which sucks, because, you know, I was talking about the other games, but I'll read up more on that, and you know what, I'll remind myself, talk about the Olympics next show. Obviously a heartbreak for Canada, losing in a shootout to the United States for the gold medal women's hockey team. Obviously a heartbreak for Canada in men's hockey to, you know, you finished with bronze, but, you know, you wanted gold, right? You lost to Germany. Obviously a heartbreak for Germany, losing the gold medal game to the Olympic athletes from Russia. It's Team Russia. Let's just get it. And, you know, Canada not winning gold in curling either, and the States winning gold in curling. So that, you know, it's, I kind of liked, you know what, as much as it's fun to watch NHL players play in the Olympics, I think this year it was more fun to watch, I think. I think having that final, that gold medal final in overtime with the Germans and the Russians, it was something different, right? It wasn't so. I'm used to seeing Canada win a lot in hockey. It was nice to see a different winner. Same for the States. You know, the States looked like they outbattled the Canada in the women's hockey game in the overtime. So we'll talk about that more next show. So I'm going to leave you with one last track. This is Cocky by ASAP Rocky featuring 21 Savage, Gucci Mane. And I think there's a third guy in there, isn't there? I think there is. Hold on. Let me just check one more time. Gucci Mane. Oh, and it's produced by London on the track. So leave you with that. Have a great week, great weekend, great day, guys. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I hope whatever you're struggling with this week, you get through it and you crush it and you celebrate on the weekend. All right? This weekend, Bison's hockey, women's hockey facing the Saskatchewan Huskies. Guys, come out if you're listening still. All right? I'll talk about it next week as well. Oh, no way. It's going to be basketball. Guys, come out this weekend. Wayne Fleming Arena, 7 p.m. Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday, 5 p.m. Sunday if it goes to Game 3. Manitoba Bisons, Saskatchewan Huskies, women's hockey. You don't want to miss it. It's for the Canada West Championships. All right. Peace.
Huh. We got London on the train.
School out. School chain.
I'm so cocky, baby. I'm so cocky. I'm so cocky, baby. I'm so cocky. I'm so cocky, baby. I'm so cocky. I'm so cocky, baby. I'm so cocky.
I got so many M's in my bank account, I can't even count them. Too many whips, way I switch my cars, I can't even mount them. Too many zeros, put Versace pillows in my phantom. Too many bad, I don't cuff them, I just handle them. Off like a layup, I ain't got time to lay up. Met my count at Roof, Chris, she told me that I'm way up. Already back for seconds, I ain't even clean my plate up. Ran me up 100 M's and then I put my bay up. Way out in the hills, I just signed a deal. I ain't take no advance, so you know that split was real. All my diamonds carriage, them little pointers be too lil. Glaciers in my ear, I need a cup, they bout to spill.
I'm so cocky, baby. I feel like I'm rock cocky. Huh? How you gonna play D? Can't even take you. Too many fake me's. Way too many fake dabs. Way too many fake saps. And I put it on me. And I want another ring. Girlies buckle at the knees. Swerve them like the other team. You can still hear the sneaks. Ballin' in some dungarees. Make a chair leader. So what's she on the other team? Hoes for the camera say cheese. Rap game like the league. Heard you didn't overseas. Word. But that's only overseas. So I'm the one who oversees. Ah, man, it's him again. I'm up in the rim, Gatorade and M&M's. Ball on you in my favorite Timberlands. My girlfriend got a little friend. But all the way on the other end. Cause she don't deal with no middlemen.
Her little bro stole my flow. Friends and my foes. Got my ass in my clothes. Stay on 10 like my toes.
I'm so cocky, baby.
Just pass me the rock and watch him go. Just run me the play and let me know. With a broken leg, I let it go. Lego, Lego, Lego. I ain't gotta say it cause they
Gucci
know.
Gucci is materialistic. He's too flashy. He smoke what he wanna smoke, think the world is his ashtray. So dealt to these suckers, I'm like JD and O3. My say that I'm too cocky, I don't play nothing but me. These guys got nothing to show, yeah, I give you something to see. These dudes keep coming up short, like they a pair of capris. Please don't cool me with these rappers, these boys embarrassing me. Them dudes ain't got nothing on me, I got a money disease. I'm too cold for these suckers, they ain't got more money than me. I wear my mink in the summer when it's 103. I make a bitch feel self-conscious like he too shiny for me. I know that me, but she too tough for me. This my way or the highway, you either like it or leave. This rollie cost 60 G's, a couple bricks on my sleeve. When I first fell on the scene, I drove a Cutlass Supreme. I have a painter than a new money machine. It's wild.
I'm so cocky, baby. I'm so cocky. I'm so cocky, baby. I'm so cocky.